there, listeners. Welcome to WGRT's Limelight, your connection to the people influencing culture, commerce, and community here in Port Huron, Michigan, and beyond. Today's guest is Maggie Bottenfield, co-owner of the Exquisite Corpse Coffee House in downtown Port Huron. The Exquisite Corpse is this week's featured business for the Heart of Downtown campaign, sponsored by the City of Port Huron's Downtown Development Authority.
Thank you so much for joining us, Maggie. I stumbled upon the Exquisite Corpse years ago and went in there and met Patty, and she was kind of having a soft opening, so I ended up chilling out with her and just really getting a wonderful, wonderful taste of what the Exquisite Corpse coffee shop was going to be, and then met you when you started working there. So tell me, how did you go from being a barista at Exquisite Corpse to being the co-owner?
I started working there probably about 5 years ago now. When I first started working there, I was in college, and I wasn't really sure what I was going to be doing with my future. I was planning on transferring to a different school, and then I started working there, and I met Nathaniel, which if you've ever been in the coffee house, you know it's me and Nathaniel that own it. It's my husband. While I was working at the coffee house, I was planning a trip with him to go to Mexico for 6 months to volunteer because I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do with my future. So I was like, let's just get away for a little while. And he had never really traveled far before. So it was pretty cool. It was 6 months away in Mexico teaching English. While we were in Mexico, we used to go to so many different cafes. And one day we were sitting in a cafe and he was like, I could totally see us working together in the future. So fast forward, when we got back from Mexico, Nathaniel had an opportunity to run a French fry truck called Anchor Fries by the Maritime Center. I think Patty said she was watching us run that, and that was only a 3-month venture, our first venture into business together. At the end of the day, we were happy that we were working together and that, like, we could have fun. Then Nathaniel and I got married in June, and I had no idea that Patty was thinking of passing the business on to anybody. I thought she was going to be closing. So then she sat me down and she was like, what do you see for your future? And then I was like, well, Nathaniel and I would like to go into business together. And she's like, I thought so, because you did really well with Anchor Fries and I saw how you guys did. And she's like, what do you think of just taking this one over? And I was like, what? Are you serious? And so for us, Nathaniel and I are Christians, so we've been praying like for the last couple of years about what God wants to do with our future, and Anchor Fries was definitely to us like a stepping stone, as well as Mexico. All these stepping stones for us to have our own business together, we just didn't know when or how.
What do you love about owning a cafe in downtown Port Huron?
Especially because we've had time off now, I'm realizing that I really love like the relationships that I build with people in there. Now that I'm away, I'm missing seeing the people that I would see every day and these relationships that I'm kind of missing out on now. We live in Port Huron. We have a house in Port Huron. We have a business in Port Huron. Like, we're always in Port Huron doing stuff in downtown. When you have those relationships, too, it really makes you feel like you're a part of something. So I miss that.
Thanks for joining us on this edition of Limelight. Have fun out there, learning, working, and playing. Until next time. For WGRT, I'm Jesse Wiegand.